Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. First prayer point. As you pray, you hold your Bible close to you because we will be looking at it again and again. The years when we entered into seasons in God unconsciously have come and gone. Now everything we do must be deliberate and intentional, so that we'll know and we'll be able to discern when we are under the manipulation of the devil. Revelation. This is a counsel from Jesus. Chapter 3, verse 18. Sorry, we had to start on the note that we started without sharing pleasantries of Happy New Year and all of that. The reason why we had to start with the right foot is because it's a strange moment. If you check Union Bank, those of us that know First Bank, those of us that knew the old logo of First Bank, you still remember the old logo? Okay, are you aware that the logo was changed? You are not. The old logo, the elephant was taken off with a left leg. That means that's not a trust. They changed it. Said no, but this time we'll start deliberately. With the change of that logo was a change of philosophy, change of engagement. And now First Bank is undoubtedly to rise from an old generation bank where they use, you know, that teller is fiscal teller. To rise from the status of an old generation bank to become the leading banking octopus in Nigeria. In logo, had to change. So the way we enter this time must change. Because what God is saying, we cannot accomplish it as mortal men. And everyone must find his own avenue into the spirit of grace, so that when the numerals are done, it will be that 1 is equal to 1,000 and 2 is equal to 10,000. It was that permutation that Saul could not understand. When they say Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed what? His 10,000. He never knew that it was a partnership between him and David that produced the 10,000 effect. May our eyes be open. Actually, David had 1,000 capacity. It was their combined 1,000 that took up that exponential value of 10,000. He never knew he was part of the equation that achieved that feat of glory in the house of Israel. And so he began to fight against the partner that gave him an accelerated rate, because he doesn't understand the numbering system of God. We are going to start with the right foot, not like old First Bank, like new First Bank. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3. So I welcome you. You know, some of us, we cross long time. Time is not a factor. We don't walk by time, because there's no time in heaven. We walk by encounter. Somebody came and said the other day that she was into one relationship, it broke, into another one, it broke, into another one, it broke, and now she's this age. I said, no. We don't measure life by time. We measure it by what? By encounter. What encounters do you have with God now? It will tell you how close you are to that expectation that you have in mind. God does not do anything suddenly. He gives you clues so that you will keep pace with Him. He gives you clues. Hallelujah. So the question is, what are the encounters? And then the lady could not provide any encounter. So she was daft in the spirit, expecting an intervention. That's not how to prepare. You started like old First Bank with physical ledger. The one they cancel, they use pen to cancel. Did you see that checkbook, that old Oh, you okay? Most those of you that your parents open bank accounts for you those days, you understand what I'm talking about. The thing is like this: a slip. Your entire bank transaction is on it, and they write with pen there. So anything they cancel, it must be cancelled with pen, so that they'll know this is an error. We move from there. Hallelujah. Now we know what God wants to do by the encounters we are receiving. We are not carnal people that judge the movements of darkness in the natural as a basis of evaluating our lives. We have gone beyond that one. We rate our lives based on what? Encounters, not orchestrations in the natural. May God help us this year. Not just to hold services in the natural, but to plug in to activities taking place in heavenly places so that we can hold services there and pipe from there here. That's the only way we can be accurate. It's not a game of time, it's a game of what? Encounter. Alright. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, as we take our first prayer point, is Jesus counseling. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me. First thing we need to notice, he is the only one that sells these commodities. Now, it is possible for you to run your life outside of these commodities. Oh, you are not aware of that. Alright, let's check verse 7. Then you will now see some people that have developed a way of existence outside of the commodities that Jesus is the sole patent to. In verse 17, the Bible says, because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. How many parameters are those? Wretched? Huh? Are you afraid? All right, let's try again. How many parameters? Now, can a man be poor and not know? Where is his, the prosperity preacher? Hallelujah. Can a man be poor? Can a man be wretched and not know? Oh, you think every man that is wretched knows he's wretched? All right. No, Jesus is giving us an expo. He said, these guys say that they are rich. They have increased in goods, in physical goods, and they have need of nothing. And unknown to them, they are wretched. They are what? Miserable. They are poor. They are blind. They are naked. Those are very strong terminologies to use. Meanwhile, I don't want to preach. I'm just trying to bring us into some points. All right? That we'll pray about. As we pray about these points, you yourself will see the effect of the prayers. Let's try again. The guys were wretched. They were miserable. They were poor. They were blind. They were... Now, can a naked man not know that he's naked? But we need to see their condition. This was their own personal testimony. They came to church to give a testimony. And their own personal testimony was that, I'm rich. Glory. Does that not sound like I made it? Something happened. My economy has changed. I'm increased with goods. I just got another Lexus. You know, the parking lot is quite congested right now. I'm trying to modify the lot to accommodate this new bison that I just... Now, so the guy has stuff. He has physical stuff. But Jesus was bringing a different vista of sight. And from Jesus' vista, their condition can be described by those five situations. And then in keeping with the fact that Jesus had evaluated them from his own vista, he was now prescribing solutions to them from his own healing archive. Are you still with me? So it means we have two perspectives here. Some guys are saying, we are gallant. We have stuff. In fact, I just got another. You guys don't know cars here. You need to go to Lagos. They are Jaguars. Have you seen a Jaguar? Oh man. Aita morese no kombe amata. Jaguar. On the car, there's one thing like an altar. Eh? In the front of it, there's an altar there. Hallelujah. One of us in Lagos was called to pray for a rich guy. The guy was dying. The guy's wife was dying. Now, before they took him to pray for the wife, have you ever seen a parking lot that is air-conditioned? A parking lot. There's no beast there. There's no dog there. There's no living thing there. But it's what? Air-conditioned. Do you know how many seconds you spend in the parking lot before you proceed to the living room? Now, for that minute period of time, it's a taboo for sweat to crystallize on the skin. So the parking lot is fully galvanized with amen. Now, so this pastor, they had to take him to the parking lot before they took him to the sitting room. It's not as if there's no door leading to the sitting room, but they want to give him an idea of, oh my, you don't understand. Now, there are many ways that this guy says, because we are rich, there are many ways. It was not on this day, it was not on Sunday sun, but there were many mannerisms with which they effectively communicated their status by reason of material possession. Hallelujah. So they took him to the parking lot, and then he felt the cool breeze of the AC, and he was wondering. It was like an orientation for him. Now, when you now come to that place where you now see the people to pray for, you will lie. You are likely to lie. You are likely to prophesy. So you too become fake with the fake people. You prophesy by something else, but not by the Spirit of God. It's very easy for you to become fake. You know what makes you fake? Your scale, your vista of assessment. If it is fake, you are fake. Now, Jesus did not list a couple of atrocities they committed. Huh? Was there a list there? Jesus just mentioned the fact that their vista of assessment was different from his own vista. And because of that, the resultant effect of their wrong assessment was what led to the fivefold condition that Jesus diagnosed. Are you with me? Oh, you are not here. All right. This was the solution that Jesus was proffering to their ailment, their condition. He said, I counsel thee, 18, to buy of me gold tried where? In the fire. So, Jesus has some commodities. Are you with me? One of them is called what? Gold tried. Where? Not common gold, but the gold that has been tried in the fire. The gold that, you know, when you try gold in the fire, the impurities come out of the lump. And gold without, you know, when you just put it in the fire, you don't need to do anything. The impurities will jump out of it. And it will be gold, 100% gold. He's saying that I have some stuff that can only exist in their pure state. Now, I am the patent, the owner of those commodities. In case you find that commodity outside, it is gold, but it has impurity. My own. That's why you need to contact me. Come to me. It's not available in the market. You might see something that looks like this. It is not this. Because it's only me that has this kind of commodity, and he called it what? Gold. I know you have not woken up from 2016. What did he call it? Gold tried. That's one. And if you have this gold that is tried in the fire, you become rich. That means there are two perspectives of being rich. Those guys said they were rich and they had need of nothing. And Jesus was saying, from my own perspective, you guys are all of those five stuff. All right?
Now, you know, say, come buy, you mean you will pay a price to get this commodity that you cannot get anywhere else except with me. Just in case you find somebody with this commodity, how did you get it? He contacted me to get it. But, you see, it's not free. You will buy it. You will pay a price to acquire it. I know a lot of us are caught up with this philosophy. How that salvation was free. Wonderful. And then we feel that in the kingdom of God, you will not pay a price for any other thing because it runs on the economy of grace. Your salvation indeed is free. Your service is not free. Your service is intentional. It is, are you with me? That's what you are going to build on the foundation of that salvation. When he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to offer yourself a living sacrifice, that's a choice. You know why he beseeched them? Because no carnal man will offer himself. No carnal man will ever offer himself. It's only a spiritual man that will offer himself. There are 14 indicators of spirituality, which is a manner of living that the people of God don't know any longer. You think being pious and sanctimonious and sacramental is spirituality, is carnality, is stinky carnality. It is bitter carnality. The type we did in the holiness movement is bitter, is detestable in the sight of God. A man that is a modicum of pride and flesh and self packages himself in an outdated raiment. And he feels that he's striking a chord in the spirit. How foolish we were. But, oh my God. The Lord will help us. We experienced that one. So, hey, Jesus. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. So we did all of that stuff. We did all of that. In the name of Christianity. And it was another religion all by itself. We didn't know. Because that religion had its own vista of measurement. It had its own, do you understand that? Which was inconsistent with the perspective of Christ. And in the kingdom of God, the eyes of fire that Jesus came with in the book of Revelation was the basis upon which everything will be tested. When you hear that every man's work will be tested with fire, what does it mean? You say the eyes they're born like what? A flame of fire. Anything that is not consistent with his perspective will burn. So we did a lot of Christianity that was not from his perspective. Because our spirit was going lean. Meanwhile, we were celebrated as compliant. The vista of measurement was different. So I had to escape. And I told God, if you are alive, I want to know you firsthand. It took me 12 years in the jungle of the Bible. Hallelujah. 12 years of Bible study. It was not the time that brought me deliverance. Because I said, destiny is not a function of what time, but a function of encounter. I was consistent in my search for 12 years in the wilderness until he brought enlightenment to me. Now, so this scripture reveals that there are parallel vistas of judgment, parallel vistas of measurement, contrary vistas of measurement. And from the strength of the fake vista, somebody declared himself rich. And from the perspective of Jesus, he was wretched, he was miserable, he was poor, he was blind, he was naked. And Jesus did not just diagnose his condition and then set him out to go. He gave him recommendations for what? Improvement, recommendations for deliverance. He said, there's a commodity in my archive called gold that is what? Tried with fire. It is when you have this commodity that you are qualified to say that you are rich, because you are rich indeed, from my perspective. Huh? Are you still with me? All right. What's the next commodity? That thou mayest. Okay, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. So Jesus, in his shop, he has gold tried with fire. He has white raiment that covers nakedness. I will not dwell on that. He said that thy nakedness do not appear. And then what was the third commodity? He said, anoint thy eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. Now, you see, actually, that third
item was supposed to be the first item. The item number three, which is eyesight. That item number three was supposed to be item number one. Because the challenge that we have in that scripture is perspective. That also. And then Jesus is saying that the cure for your wrong perspective is eyesight. When you anoint your eyes with what? Eye salve. Then you will see indeed from my perspective. As long as you run with a philosophy that is inconsistent with my perspective, you are blind. And anything you build based on this blindness will be wrong. So Jesus, he hid the most important commodity as number three. He did not bring it first. So he said, there's gold. When you have this gold, you become rich. There's white raiment. This is capable of covering your nakedness. And then there is what? There is eye salve. Now, you can buy this gold and become rich. I follow you. But because you are blind, the way you will use this gold will still be inconsistent with the spirit of the gold. Your problem remains with you as long as your sight matter has not been cured. The first prayer point has to do with the eye salve. The eye salve will help your perspective. Hallelujah. You know the first thing Benny Hinn said when he came to Lagos? We're trying to profile it. If you grow a little in Christ Jesus, when a preacher comes to preach, you will be able to hear the message he prepared from home and the one God gave him. There are two different things. In fact, okay, let's stop there. The people I said that one to, they heard it. When he came to the altar, he began to say the message that God gave him. Normally, that message is not long. Normally, it's 15 or 20 minutes. When the person gets lost, and he begins to speak from his own encounter with God. That is the message to people that have ears to hear. But if your eyes are not baptized with eye salve, you will not even hear that one. You will hear the one that is in the textbook, the one they wrote. Meanwhile, there are some of us that the one they wrote in the textbook is the one you need. Some others may need that one that came by inspiration. That was not guided by a textbook. It was a witness that came from the realm of the spirit, like a transmitter, an FM station. And suddenly you were able to tune your spirit enough, and that was what was broadcasting at the moment. And you were able to identify it. The message he preached that was not in his book, what was it? Urokpo, you went to Lagos. I heard you had a bow tie on in the front. And when they saw you, they were afraid to usher you to the back. Because you came with an air, with an atmosphere. Glory to God. These are our guys, they know how to create things. Glory. They had to move him to the front. He said, I'm minister. Jesus. They moved them, gave them proper acknowledgement. But we were taking time to analyze what the man of God brought to our nation. I don't have enough Bible study time to unravel his statement. It's too heavy. No Bible study time. Because if I say it, it will look contradictory. And we don't have time with the Bible to be able to unravel it. The thing he said came from Jesus' vista. And it was totally contrary to the platform that he was preaching on. The platform that he was preaching on, we never preach that message. We never say those words. Are you with me? Those comments, they will never make it on that platform. And he came and was speaking. It was contrary to the context. Contrary to the platform. People that were wise were supposed to hear that. But I don't think that message was heard. No. Because if you hear the word of God, truly, it should lead you to repentance. The reason why God is speaking it is because you don't know it. You have not been using it as part of your philosophy in your life. So he speaks it so that you can be aware that there is this side of me. And you cannot operate and ignore this side of me and it will be well with you. That's why God speaks.
He doesn't speak so that he can get us excited. Hallelujah. I can't go into that trouble. But my prayer point that I want us to pray, and pray until God answers, is that of those three blessings that God, Jesus say he has in his custody, we might receive eye salve to anoint our eyes that we may, what? Somebody was talking about ministry in Port Harcourt. A friend of mine, what's his name? I forgot. He's my secondary school mate. Okay, Benjamin. Name is Benjamin. He came to me from Ghana. He has a church in Ghana. So he came to my house from Ghana. And when I came to his room after he settled in and all of that, let's talk. How far? What's happening? He said, You know when a discussion begins with a deep breath, that deep breath is actually is coming from a long journey. That means, it's like when a woman is under contraction. So we had to bring a drink. Because that it can make you thirsty on the spot. It's a heavy event, heavy activity. What is the matter? He said they went to Port Harcourt for counseling. A major man of God. Alright? And when the guy saw that they were really serious, he said, are you courageous? Why not? Because this thing we're talking about, it has to do with whether you have the heart. That he knows that he will not reign like this forever. Because what he has is time-based. Those were strange words in the lexicon of righteousness. Time-based. When Jesus said that we can function in season and out of season, there is no season that can speculate us, that can manage us. Because we are operating on something that is beyond time, so we are not confined to season. But his own is what? It's a time-based philosophy. A time-based mystery. And when he opened up and told the guy how he has the anointing he is using to gather people, the guy now ran away and came to my house. So we were doing, how far? Until we said, this is your journey. How has it been? Then you became, You know the reason why he ran away? Because his own vista was different. His own eye view was different from the eye view of the great man of God he went to see. So when the man of God brought his own perspective, it didn't quite fit, so they could not parley together. And two cannot walk together except there be what? Now, so even if you are sincere and you have a wrong vista, you will be wrong. Sincerely wrong. And that is not an excuse before Jesus. Because anything you have built that is inconsistent with the perspective of Jesus will burn under the judgment of his eyesight, of his perspective. Are you with me? And so the thing we need not to get into activity, and we'll call it ministry, that Jesus will eventually put a disclaimer upon, is our eyes to be what? Anointed with eyesight, so that we can always see from the perspective of Jesus. Now, and all these things I'm saying, I've said it in parables. Perspective of Jesus. That's our prayer point. That God set us on course. Do something to us today. We come because we heard you have a commodity called eye salve. We want to get rid of our blindness. To see from your perspective. Some time ago, not too long ago, we had to pay for some airtime on cable. I know on cable there are so many people that have money to pay for airtime. So you just come, you are one of them. Pay for airtime. And then when you begin to watch what we call ministry in Africa, you will now find out that we have different perspectives. And all of our perspectives cannot be right. Can't be right. Hallelujah. But guess what? Jesus' perspective is always right. And it is from that perspective that he will view and judge. So it is wise to be aligned with Jesus' perspective. If you are going to build anything that will be consistent with what God can accept. We are going to pray tonight. That God will help our perspective. That we will carry the perspective that God sustains, that God holds. Is that clear? That's the first prayer point. Now, that's the prayer point for today. We'll pray that prayer until God answers. A lot happens when your perspective is wrong. I know what we did those days in church. The things they taught us were not biblical. But we followed it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And even though we're sincere, we're not delivered from the consequences. We're still lean in the spirit. We're dry in the spirit. Meanwhile, what we're doing was very deliberate and intentional to give God glory, but it was inconsistent with his perspective. Instead of giving God glory and we receiving ventilation in the spirit, we receive dryness and drought. Starvation in the spirit. Hallelujah. The other time we're in a prayer group on campus and some of us say, no, this is not the way God operates. So see this scripture, see this scripture. We can't operate like this. Some other people too now say, what are you saying? This your own is old fashioned. This is what is in vogue now. Can you say that this person is wrong? So we could not come to a compromise. We now say we'll use our life to test. Mia, we hold this view. You hold that view. Then our generation will judge who heard God. But you know what? That was a mistake. Because the people that were wrong, it was obvious that they were wrong. And the time that they spent in that wrongness, the drought had formed a cocoon over time. So it was not just as, it was stronger than an argument. A destiny was deteriorating and wasting just because he was hooked up on the wrong perspective. An evangelist came for a crusade and said, when you are coming on the last night, it's night of slaughter. Come with a knife and 1,000 naira. And maybe that night people now bring money. And you now say, wow, we paid all the bills. Wow. Everything, it would have been better for you to end that crusade in debt and hold the lost perspective. We don't know we are dealing with an immortal. The closer you go to him, the more you are imparted with what is called the spirit of the fear of the Lord. If you have not come close, you will not be afraid. Hallelujah. Now, a fear that makes you, even though he's so loving, he's so kind, a fear that keeps you in check so that you don't abuse his love and misinterpret his kindness is necessary. And so we are going to ask him. That is going to help our what? Perspective. Oh, okay, I think we didn't get it. I need to add two more scriptures to help our understanding of what I'm trying to say. Help our perspective. Buy of me gold that is tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that thy nakedness appear not. And Isaac, that thou mightest see. Okay? Alright. Let's take another scripture. I guess we'll do it this time from Hebrews chapter 12. Will help us further. Hebrews 12. Okay, you are not aware. Verse 1. Wherefore, Hebrews 12, seeing that we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How do you run that race? You run the race looking unto Jesus. Now he's telling us how to prepare as an athlete. The Christian can be seen from various perspectives. The Christian can be seen as an athlete, as a soldier. The Christian can be seen as a vine. And many metaphors are used to depict different aspects of our Christian life.
But this particular piece is actually revealing the life of the Christian as an athlete. First of all, in order for you to run the race, because it is a race that you run with patience. So it's a race that requires stamina. So it is not a sprint. It is a marathon. Hallelujah. I've seen a lot of people that took off like a tornado. When they started their Christian life, they were fasting, praying their way. But after 2 years, they were back to the beer parlor. And all the green bottles that they forsook for the 2 year period of downtime, they made up for it. Because they did not understand that it was a marathon. They came with the perspective of a sprint. So this is a marathon. In order for you to succeed in the marathon, he said you need to shed off excess weight. Huh? Excess weight. Because if you have excess luggage, it will weigh you down. And then he gave us insight into the excess weight. Sin is a weight. Now you will see where the weight actually applies its limitation. It's on the heart. You know, when you miss the mark, it registers here. The nature of Christ within you will educate you that that activity that you engaged was not from the life of God that is in you. You engaged the life of the fallen man in order for you to achieve this particular activity. And so the life of God will register a disclaimer on that activity by making you feel uncomfortable. Now that's where the weight actually, you can discern the weight. It was an activity, but you discern the weight. The guy that is running is not this physical man. The guy that is on course, that is running, is a man in the spirit. The man that has been renewed in Christ Jesus. And that guy will have a lot of challenge running when you are into sin. Sin brings pressure upon his flexibility. The athlete inside will become sluggish. Are you with me? Stay with me. Stay with me. So he said, we need to shed off weight. That means the best posture that your spirit must have, that your heart must have, is a light posture. Because that's the best posture of an athlete. If there are weights here. Now, have you ever woken up and you woke up with a weight? No, you just wake up clean every day. I know you are high in spirit and it's so good for you. You wake up clean. And when you just wake up and you just wala ba ba ba, you go into prophecy. The devil knows that he needs to hinder your race by even by engaging you with some weight. Some weight you cannot even tell where it's coming from. But all of that is to slow the athlete. Now I'm teaching you this because I've seen visions of glory. I've seen myself. After I finished teaching, are you with me? I saw myself. I wanted to move into the prophetic. And suddenly, a ladder came from heaven. And like an athlete, I began to run on the ladder. I said, Jesus! Then he now revealed to me this scripture. Maybe another time. You need to be light to do the race. The devil is aware of that. And you need to reduce your weight. So sin is one of the weight properties. If you know that you have a propensity for pornography, it is likely for the devil to tackle you on that race with manifestations and temptations of pornography. You see, the work of preparing to run is more than the race itself. So go to hospital, go to clinic, Jesus clinic, go there and surrender the pornography issue, surrender the masturbation issue, surrender. Before you come to run, be light. Don't deceive yourself thinking that, okay, let's go all the same. You start quick. No, it's not a sprint. The fact that you didn't start early will not affect you. It's a long distance. You will need to catch your breath. And that bag you are carrying with sugar cane, coconut, and all those kind of things, it will be the reason why you will die on the track. Now, after telling us how to prepare for the race, he now told us how to run. How do you run? Actually, in the actual rendering of that scripture, what it reads in its full transliteration is looking away unto Jesus. It's a perspective matter.
looking away. There are many things that will be fighting for your attention. Oh my. You don't know that the race is a battle in itself. When Jesus carried the cross and he was going to Golgotha, if he saw a beautiful house, could he desire it? Because the sentence of death was upon his soul already. So he couldn't desire a beautiful house. He was delivered from distraction because of the burden that he carried. It's a battle to stay on course. Because the way to run is to run looking unto Jesus. That's the, he's the finish line, he's the goal. But so many things will stand at the road. Those of you that like fair damsel, fair. The track, the running track is clustered. You are not alone on the track. Your problems, everything you didn't deal with in the waiting room where you were supposed to drop weight, eh? And you still have those affinities inside, my friend, you won't finish. Because there was something among the products that the devil will be having displayed on the track that has a compatibility with one of the features, the luggage you refuse to drop. And that will be the undoing of your race. When you hear things like, 10 years ago, there was this slim damsel, slim. But you see, you did not deal with your affinity with a slim type. There was no conscious dealing. You just say, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. The context in which that scripture is true is in the spirit plane. Your soul still retains its old carnal desires. And it is only through the process of transformation that you can lose taste of those desires. They are still there, very robust. And the mystery about the Christian is that he has various lines of consciousness. Jesus in his spirit makes him conscious of the God realm. Human life in his soul makes him conscious of self and his appetites. Demonic life in his body makes him conscious of his environment and his lusts. And all the FM stations are transmitting. It's not as if Baba now switched off the lust, the flesh, self, and then so that you can just be light. No, everything is transmitted. So if the guy doesn't dress up well in the dressing room to put aside the weight, he will find something on the track. The track is clustered with activity. They are selling and buying. Some athletes have already camped in what they call that kind of date on the beach. The type on the beach, not this local one. There's one ate at the beach. It's not like that. Yeah. And then you put your seat where the shade will just magnet one side. Then you just chill and say, living the life. Some athletes are in that day. They still have their kit on. There's a sign that they once ran. But it's a battle to keep looking unto Jesus. You will look away unto Jesus. That's what that scripture says. As long as your perspective is shifted, as long as Christ is no longer your unique goal, you are not in ministry. You are in a carnal activity that is giving memory and worship to Satan. The old creation has besieged you. You have been borrowed by Satan. Since Satan has not been given license to create, he borrows people. And he likes borrowing anointed people because they are more useful to him. They have an understanding of the spirit realm already. So, working with Satan is not... I hope you know anger is an anointing. There are things you can't do naturally. You need to get angry to be able to do it. Oh, you don't know it's an empowerment. Okay, let's leave. Since you don't know, you have not been... Okay. It's been, you don't get angry anymore. You just... okay. Okay. To God. Glory. Glory to God. You are hiding it, the bowels of anger. You have not laid it. How long do you think you will run? When chieftains and icons like Captain Kuman were running, they were stumbling on the highway. You think you will go far without dressing well? Something will catch your focus and give you another mission that is not Christ Jesus. And you will be defending that mission as if it was bought by the blood. It takes a battle to keep focus. It takes a washing of our eyes with eye salve for us to see clear. That will not spend this year solving problems. We'll spend it doing ministry. We would have prayed enough at the beginning of the year so that if distraction is coming, Baba himself will fight it. Hallelujah. You don't understand what I'm saying. A mighty pastor, those days in Otukpo. Because during my own pilgrimage in the ministry, hallelujah, the pastor's wife got job with, what's this old bank here, Afri Bank, those days. What they call it now? Afri. I know you guys don't, okay, we have things like mainstream now. Okay. Those days, there was something called Afri Bank. It was one of the reigning brands. So she now had a job with Afri Bank. Pastor was calling the wife, come now. At least during weekend, come so that they will see you as that are married. No, she said, she worked. You were an engineer when I married you, not pastor. So I don't even know this person now. Who are you? See, I have seen something else. It's very easy for you to see on that track. It's a strange track. You say, dress well before you come. In the dressing room, put aside what? He didn't say, he said, all. Say, okay, this one, I can carry this one. It's not too heavy. It's not about the weight on you now. It will become heavy later. Have you ever tried to stretch your hand like this against gravity? Now it's very light. I can handle gravity. Glory to God. Then after 2 hours, the hand will become heavy. Now, the weight doesn't need to be heavy in the dressing room. But it will be heavy on the track. And unfortunately for us, the race is what? It's a marathon. And the way to run it is looking on to. It means there are so many things to look at. In fact, more interesting things. Yeah. Jesus. Hallelujah. And then all the powers in your system is transmitting from different levels, drawing your attention. And the reason why we're tied down for 6 months was because one of the FM stations, the music they were singing, it was. So you stop there, you dance. Bah, bah, bah. Meanwhile, the race is still on. You had a good dance. Bah, 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 bah. Then maybe you came to tent one day, the person leading prayer say, you! Then suddenly, the music stop. You discover you are still running. You say, hey, Jesus. If God should show us the way we have been running. If Baba should open our eyes. Hallelujah. And then in the night you use a WhatsApp with a damsel. You don't know you have taken an arte. They sell an arte there. They are serving you beer, and you are there said, "Kai." But the way to run is how. Look, it's still perspective. Now, if you see a damsel there and you leave the track and you begin to follow her, that's not, you know, the count. It's not counting. Even though it's race, but it's not a race that is recognized. So there's a great burden. You have to look away first before you look unto Jesus. We need to ask him to wash our eyes. With what? With eyes. That what? You might see. A time will come in the race when it looks as if you are the only one on the track. And it will be, psychology will start working on you. You will feel that, it seems I'm the one wrong. The rest are right. Looking what? So if you don't see Jesus properly, there's no hope for you to end well. Many people entered into the game of competition in the name of ministry. They didn't know that they are veered off since. They are trying to outdo the other person. Meanwhile, Jesus said, they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. It means you scored all the good points on earth, but from eternity, the point, if you were non-existent.
People are doing the ministry of competition. In fact, a minister's conference came up, the pastor came to the pulpit and said, see it, let nobody deceive you. Ministry is competition. Then they, oh, it's strange to your ears. It's not a senior pastor that said that to him. It's fire, pastor. Fire. Pow. With that philosophy, he has sold already. Those people he preached to, if they obey it, are no longer in ministry. Just because of a shift in perspective. That's how easy it is to miss God. It is only Jesus that can tell you that you are on track. Only. You are not with me. You know why I'm speaking to you like this? I saw him recently. I'm talking about a colossus that all mortals and angels must tremble before his presence. It's only when he says, you are on track, keep it up. That is the only thing that is true. Every other thing is a lie. Me, I want to finish well. Some of you stop running. Stop running. Not even because the devil attacked you. The weight of your flesh became a god, an idol for itself. You were worshiping flesh. So the athlete that is supposed to be very light. Some of you have problems hearing God. The athlete that is supposed to be light is encumbered. They put charcoal upon him. He's carrying tire on the neck. All kinds of garbage is just there, so heavy, and the thing is counting. Time is rolling, and you cannot get time, is not storable. The time for that race, you can't store it in a fridge and say, okay, let's steal this time and then go and play banjo for some time. Then we'll come back, you just discover that you have white hair in the ear. When you are shaving, the hair that will draw. Kaito Malia Siko. Iman Salimakanda. Hallelujah. Those days I used to laugh at my uncles. When I saw them, they were now becoming, you will see them, they will say, hey, my back. And they will be telling us stories when they were in Abu Zaria. You. Until I checked my hair. I've been dyeing it with power. The thing has resisted dye. I've been preaching to my wife that a young man is coming. The young man, the best face is coming. The best. Friends, we are going. We are going. We are on our way. The only thing that you will do that will live forever is that race. The records of that race will be set in the annals of the sky for eternity. It's the product of that race that will determine our ranking in the age to come. The only thing that matters is that race. Not your job with First Bank and Central Bank. A lot of us are already encumbered. Jesus. We were praying yesterday and he began to speak to me. Hey. Maya to me. Maya ta ilako. I thought I was the best Christian until he spoke to me yesterday. You know what he told me? He said, my son, if you lose reverence for me, you will be fake. What will keep you on track and make you accurate is that you have reverence for me. Then I came out of the experience. I had to stand aside and I scanned myself. And you know that this our scan is not good scan. The one you are scanning yourself is not good scan. It's not radar. It's not laser. It's not correct scan. Scan myself. And I went back and I said, sorry. What is the guarantee? What can we do to maintain constant reverence? It's okay. You asked the right question. He said, when you are finished pulpit thing and preached, people are shouting, whoa, leave them. Then after the meeting, come and stay before me. I will show you the scorecard every time. But as long as I keep coming, I'll be accurate. Hallelujah. He said, my eyes are on you. That's what he told me. My eyes are what? On you. Don't fail me. I was expecting to say, right on, man. You are the guy. I was expecting something like that. The thing didn't look like commendation too much. Hallelujah.
See, as long as what?
You come back.
The weight of my of the revelation of my divine awesomeness will steady your soul and you will see clearly. If you lose your reverence, you become what?
Thick.
That's the first thing. Second thing is not for your consumption. That one is personal. Looking unto Jesus, the author and what?
Finish.
So there's no part of the race that there's another prescription other than this one. The first and last prescription is what? Looking unto Jesus. Now, but the Greek says looking away unto Jesus. It is a battle. You have to look away first before you can look unto. Now, so we are going to pick this point one by one in a fragmented form and begin to pray until God answers. How? When are we supposed to close? 7 o'clock.
Ah.
Okay. You give me 30 minutes. 7:30. Let's close 7:30 today. So that I can be sure that we'll enter into the Holy of Holies. Finally. Is it Matthew chapter 6? That Jesus now gave insight. He said the light of the body is the eye. That's a spiritual revelation. That's a spiritual insight. You didn't know that before. I didn't know that before until Jesus said it. He said the light of the body is the eye. Meanwhile, it's not this eye he's talking about. Just like the light of the body, okay, is the eye. This eye, when you see, you have light. Abi, physical eye. Then he now said, when thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. He was not addressing this eye. He was addressing another eye. When thy eye is single, thy whole body will be full of light. And then I thought the opposite of single was double. Then I found out the next statement was, it's either your eye is single or your eye is evil. That means if you lose perspective, you are now an evil man. You are on an evil journey. You are operating with the resources of the fallen nature. It can never please God. Oh, you don't see how easy it is to glide out. You have not seen it. It's either your eye is what? Single or your eye is evil. And what it means for your eye to be single is to make Christ your unique goal. You stayed on him. You check with him. You go to him. You open up to him. You show him your wounds. Just like Jesus came, he showed his disciples his wounds. You will go to him and show him your wounds. That this thing has come back. This thing has come back. Except your eye is single and you make him your audience, your goal. You make him your focus. You will become an evil pastor, an evil believer. You will be an evil man. It's a thing of perspective. As we go on in scripture, you will see how terrible the matter is. And we're going to start this year by starting it right. And the way to start it right is focus. We're going to receive from him eyesight to wash these eyes so that we can see accurately. We can see consistently. We can see from his perspective. Now, we're going to pray for the next 45 minutes. Make sure you enter there. He said to me, if you lose reverence for me, you are gone. I am watching you. Don't blow it. Hallelujah. I was expecting him to say, oh my God. In all of the Sahara, your light shines brightest. He told me that if you lose reverence, you have already skidded. The gravity of the revelation of my divine awesomeness will not be there to stabilize your soul. For you to see beyond yourself and see through my spirit and see into my counsel. Let us pray. Now, please let there be gravity on your soul as we pray. These are not... Don't trivialize the prayer points. I am here because God spoke to me. Don't trivialize it. Don't say that the prayer point is for others. It's for that person sitting close to me. It's the one that needs I help, I treatment, I ministration. No, don't say that. We must hold the perspective of Jesus. You must hold the perspective. If somebody comes to ask your hand in marriage, what do you see? Do you see the person's car? You see the person's, you know, you try to find out what office he's working. Those are important factors, as long as they don't tamper with purpose. You must see first through the vista of God before you can see into the natural. You can become accurate. And your walk with God will be without blemish. We seek the help of the Messiah, help of the King of Kings, the help of the Lord of Lords, that will not start this year in error, but our eyes will be inoculated. We'll receive ministry for our eyes. Our perspective will be healed. We'll go beyond flesh. We'll go beyond the desires of the fallen man. And the reason for which we live is to give this mighty immortal glory that thought about us before we thought about him, that cared for us before we cared for him, that died for us before we offered ourselves to him. Can you call Jesus to help you? Call him to help you. Call him to help you. Let your entire eye view be healed. Your entire eye view must be healed. Prosena kaperatia tapaha. Do not pray with an empty heart. Let it be burdened. Let it be suppressed with the burden of the Lord. The time of perfection has come. And the Lord looks into the earth to find those who have set their heart aright for him. Aiboranis ke sorombres gavate kombali. Rabonda simama latua sekabraske sabina kun. Get lost with him. Get lost with him. Get lost with him. Lose sight of your environment. Lose consciousness of your neighbor. Get lost with him. It's time to cut covenant. Do not say the prayer point is for this person. You need inoculation, ministry. For this time, we will mount up. We'll mount up to the high places, high heights of God. This is the time for which we were born, for which we were apprehended in Christ Jesus. There is a mighty feat, a mighty display that the King wants to bring to the earth. This is the time. Our focus must be right. Our perspective must be right. The reason for which we do what we do must be right. It must be right. It must be right. We must see through his lens. We must see through his spectacles. We need new eyes and new lenses to see accurately. Hey! Pour your heart. For every sight, bring healing to my sight, that I might know that which is truly important. Heal me on my ailment, my infirmity, that I might be a true vessel unto you.
I am standing on the covenant of you. Pour that heart out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Let the fires of sanctification, the fires of purification invade your vessels. Let wrong appetites die. Appetites that have the propensity of administering control over your soul. Let those appetites die. Only a secret trust and surrender.
I am standing.
Talk to him right now. One has the patent. His name is Jesus. He said, buy of me. There are many people advertising for you to buy. If you buy from them, it's fake. I'm the only one that has this commodity. Somewhere along the line, even though you don't want to meet with me face to face, but because of this commodity, you have to come to me to buy. Buy of me. Buy of me. Pay the price at my feet. So that you can buy. Do not be empty of gold. Do not be empty of raiment. You will be naked. Do not be empty of eye salve. You will be blind. Buy of me. Can you tell Jesus, we come to you. Only you have this commodity. So we come to buy. 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 We come to you to buy. Buy of me. Go. Try the fire. Buy of me. Buy raiment that thou mayest be clothed and that thy nakedness may not appear. We come to back. We come for exchange. We submit our pride that we may get grace. We submit our wisdom that we may get understanding. We come to buy. Oh, Salike Bina. We come to buy. We come to buy.
He's the only patent, the one that has the patent for that product. So if you need that product, you have to come to him. He said, buy of me. We have had counterfeit products. We have had contraband products that were brought in, smuggled in, not from him. If you are going to have the authentic one, he says, buy of me. Gold tried in the fire. By the time we have fully submitted to God, when we begin to contend with the enemy, contend with Fulani herdsmen, contend with the Islamic altars, they will give way. The challenge is with us. We come to buy. Go. Try. In the fire. We come to buy white raiment that we may be clothed, that our nakedness may not appear. We come to buy Isa, that we might see. Thank you, Lord. We make obeisance before you. We bring many offerings of praise and worship. We glorify you. You alone are just. You alone are perfect. There is nothing wanting with you. Hail Moses. In the next 5 minutes, we can receive a drink of him. Receive a drink. The drink for the new year. The drink for the new season. The drink. We receive drink of you. Drink of you. Such drink that is drink indeed. We receive of you. We receive of you. So that when we fall upon the swords, we shall not be wounded. Cabre oscanda baleto me. I talk cabre si caparatua. Antora malama.
On the Holy Father.
What is it drink? Thank you, Lord. It is time to mount up. We are healed of our infirmity. We are healed of our sickness. We are healed of our diseases. We receive drink. We receive drink. In the name of Jesus. Now you may rise as we worship for 2 minutes before I sit down. Can you help us now? Can you help us with the song of the Lord? And listen to me, Margaret. I behold in the spirit an angel of the Lord. Now there is a washing of water, a washing and a cleansing.
that is taking place in this place. I behold in the spirit. I behold. There is a cleansing. There is a cleansing. There is a washing of water. There is a washing of water. There is a work of grace that is going on. There is a work of grace. There is a work of grace. There is a work of grace. It comes with a flame. It comes with a flame. It comes with a fire. There is a work of grace. He's preparing his vessels for the seasons ahead, for the time to come. I rejoice in you, O God. I rejoice in you, O God. For your work is perfect. All your ways are just. Oh, it was I Tome, I Tabira, I Sobo, Zebris, Kato, Maria Sik, Mantobria, Sataman, Marasante, Krista, Zobria, Tabona. Yes, the Lord lights your candle. He lights your candle. He lights your candle. He lights your candle. You shall no more walk in darkness. You shall no more walk in darkness. For the Lord is lighting. The Lord is lighting your candle. He lights your candle. He lights your candle. You will no more walk in darkness. Receive the grace to war. The grace to war in the spirit. The grace to engage the warfare of this season. He calls us to war. He blows the bugle. He assembles his people from the different nations to wage a war. Let grace come upon you. Let the spirit of war come upon your spirit, man. Thank you, Father. No stone will be left unturned. No enemy will be left standing. Even Goliath himself, we have to make obeisance in this time. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Ah, for his is the kingdom, for his is the power, and we give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' great name. There's a movement. It's a movement. I don't know how we'll be doing this meeting, but it's a movement. It's a movement. It's a movement. It's a movement in the spirit, and it's so heavy. It's a movement. Aitomalike somo lekudia tama. It's a movement. It's a movement. It's a movement. It's a movement. Take a hold of the vessels. Take a hold of the vessels. Take a hold of the vessels. It's a movement in the spirit. Receive the grace to war. The grace to walk. Kubeshani. Sebotani kalato. Presko sete kile meretos. Kibo samina taite la ikabo. More seka branda dosami. Aparana sombresa kada baratani. It's time to walk. It's time to go show yourself to Ahab. The sons of the prophets have done their time in the school of training. Now one of them must go to Ahab. For what they do shall no longer be hidden. For the time for it to be made manifest has come. Go show yourself to Ahab. Yalomosato. Kamrasina. Alamos. Alamabadia. Abarase, from the rising of the sun, from the rising of the sun, until the going down of the same. Ibroskante masabina deli, alama, 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 siakombre shakanaboto, ambreskate pelos kibriatabako, etopa lato, open unto us the door, mahande sike, 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 sike. Zaboda, Zaboda, Rasketa Minahani. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kabo Bobo, Kabo Bobo, like a rushing mighty wind, like a rushing mighty wind. He attacked Abo. La la ba, la la ba ba. Set before you and opened up. Bayato, bayato minasa. Thank you. On the rising of the sun, to the going down of the sea. Left standing. Goliath will make obeisance. The day of our freedom, the day of our liberty. I proclaim the day of our liberty. The day of our liberty. My God, I prophesy to you, thy light is come. This is the time for which we were born. This is the season. Thy light is come. You will no more be hidden. You will no more be hidden. I love my sick. I am a santo. Thy light is come. The Egyptians that you see today, the Egyptians do not exist in the future. They only exist in the present. They have roots in the present, not in the future. For the Egyptians that you see today, you only see them today. You will see them no more forever. Because thy light is come. Thy light is come. Give him glory, give him praise. Why? Thank you. He's a mighty one. He's a great one. He's a great one. In the name of Jesus. Now, if we go on like this, we'll keep prophesying. So, it's open. The vent of grace is open. Now, please be seated for 1 minute. Ushers, let the offering baskets go around. We have to end by force. Not because God is true. When you go back into your room, ask, come to him as I come to buy. It will start again. That's where we stop. That's where we continue tomorrow. It's our time. It's our day. Hallelujah. So, Uka, it's not just that we made a plan. Go out. He himself said, go. Show yourself to Ahab. It means the day of camping and caving is over. Now, go. He didn't say, go show yourself to a counselor. Go to Ahab, the number one citizen of the country. Elijah, your days of caving, of camping, your days in darkness are over. Go to the first man of the land. Go to him. The Lord sends us as we go from place to place carrying the gospel. All kinds of things will happen this year. Thy light is come. As God has sentenced us out of the cave as a ministry, so has he sentenced us as individuals.
There is no limit to your possibility right now. We have to pass the test of the cave, the test of silence. Now we go to show ourselves to Hagar. And he, just as he has backed us up in the cave, his presence will be with us on Mount Carmel. Hallelujah. Suddenly, when Elijah appeared on Carmel, he became a rainmaker. The heavens that were barren for 3.5 years, he received testimony of the Lord to rain them up. For he said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. The ground, the land might look parched with poverty, parched with darkness. After 3 years of famine, there was recession. The recession did not end because economists gathered to proffer solutions. They did not consult textbooks of econometrics to find a way forward. Those are not transformable. A prophet that was not known, his village was never mentioned. When he called himself the Tishbite, check it, it means message. He was known by his message because the identity was obscure. What was his message? I hear the sound, not just of a shower, of an abundance of rain, coming boisterous. It means the weather will change by power. And just in case somebody travels out of town this night, he will call the place a dry land. If he misses this visitation, he will be a liar. Because the rain will come, how? In abundance. Enlarge the place of your tent. Strengthen your cause. Raise your stakes. For there is a sound of an abundance of rain.